The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Thanks so much for joining me on this special edition of The Chalene Show.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Today, I called this a special edition because this is not an episode I had planned to do, but it's an episode I feel compelled to do based on the overwhelming number of questions and responses that I've received after the episode I've done recently regarding fasting with Jimmy Moore. And I realize for many of you, that episode may have very easily be taken out of context. So I feel an overwhelming responsibility to address this topic and kind of put it in perspective, and more so to draw attention to the reasons why someone might fast, and more importantly, to overemphasize the fact that fasting is not for everyone. It's not ideal for all populations, and it should never be used as a form of weight loss. So first, let me explain context. And I'm going to take full responsibility here because for the last 9 months, I've been working on a diet program, but it's really not a diet. It's a way of eating. It's a methodology to approach your overall health and fitness and wellness. And obviously your weight has a lot to do with your health and fitness, or at least it can. And I've been testing different diets, different protocols with a smaller group for the last 6 months. And for the last month, we've been taking what has boiled down to very close to what this diet program will look like when we roll it out. But I've been testing it with a very large cross section of the population, about 2,500 individuals who have been a part of this quote unquote diet beta test. Now, I can't reveal the name yet of the diet program that I've been working so diligently on for the last better part of a year. I feel like I need to give you a certain amount of information about this program so that you at least kind of understand the context of why we might be talking about fasting and why this is something you don't want to just jump into on your own, at least not in my opinion. Okay, so first of all, I have to explain to you that what we've been testing, I can tell you this much about it, is based in diet variation, cross-phasing, if you will. It is an approach to eating that, much like exercise, where you can hit a plateau because your body's job is to adapt. Well, when we cross phase or phase a person's diet, they tend to get amazing results. And that can be done through a variety of different dietary approaches. Also, it's important to note that what I'm designing is not a singular solution for all people. Instead, as people go through this program, it's very heavily based in knowledge and research. And each individual takes in enough information, enough research, and it does enough study of themselves to design their own approach based on our recommendations within the program. In other words, it's not a diet in the typical sense where it's like, okay, and here's what you're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and here's what your snacks are, and here's your macros and here's your micros. It's not like that because, yo, dude, you already know that doesn't work, right? Like, everybody following the same diet and getting the same results, that is utopian, where unicorns fly. Like, that's not possible. It doesn't even make sense. So this is a program where people are deeply and fully educated and, most importantly, completely in control of their diet. They make the rules. They create the guidelines. They make the exceptions. They make their own meal plans. And I can tell you that we've just finished our first month. And on average, the average weight loss over the course of 3.5 weeks was 10 pounds. That's the average. Yes, we had people lose 20 pounds. We had some people lose 6 pounds, but that was the average. The group that I've just finished with, what they completed was the very first cycle of this methodology. And there are multiple cycles that one would apply or learn or understand or go through. And each one of these cycles kind of builds on the previous. Well, in this first cycle, what people really understand is that before we can really embark upon weight loss, we have to heal our gut. And that's really how we heal our metabolism. For so many people, that's how they finally break the weight loss plateau. And because each and every person arrives at that spot where their metabolism has slowed or their metabolism is quote unquote broken, because so many of us arrive there for a different reason, and maybe it's because of toxins that you've ingested or early exposure to antibiotics, or maybe it's because you've over-exercised and over-dieted. There's so many different reasons. Or maybe it's because you're perimenopausal or you're menopausal or you have PCOS or you have hypothyroidism. There's so many different reasons why someone might be weight loss resistant. So because of that, each and every person goes through their own educational process in this methodology that I've been testing on people, and they design their own solution because they ended up in their problem with this challenge for their very own unique reasons. And therefore, each individual may need their own solution. This is a process or a cycle that's been designed to help people repair their metabolism. It isn't a cycle that I designed to help people lose weight in the first cycle. The first cycle is to help people break the plateau so that they can then go on to cycle two and lose the weight and be able to maintain the weight. However, a lot of people in that process very quickly begin to repair their metabolism, begin to create the solution that they've been looking for, and therefore they begin losing weight. One of the pieces of this initial cycle is a short, abbreviated fast. Now, when I say that, I also have to help you understand that they spend 2 weeks preparing themselves physically and from a cellular level for doing a fast. In other words, it's not like, okay, guys, everybody stop eating on Tuesday. It doesn't work that way. So a couple of things I think will help you to understand how to put fasting into the context, at least in terms of the context that I might be talking about it. Okay, the first is this. Before anyone begins a fast in my program, you have to understand that they have several different fasting options available to them. And we use the term fasting loosely because they have choices. And each and every choice is determined by the individual going through the program and what their objective is in terms of their weight and their overall health. So some individuals choose a solution that provides them with a fasting window each day. So it's still called a fast, but they're eating every day. They're just eating in a shortened window, and they're eating micronutrients that have been specifically designed to help them create autophagy. Autophagy is a complicated cellular process that you will understand completely and be able to almost teach it if you'd like when you go through this program. But the whole idea is that each person understands what it is they're trying to accomplish in breaking their weight loss resistance, what objectives they have from a health and weight and overall wellness standpoint, and even from the standpoint of disease markers. Based on their decision, they then decide on which fasting protocol best suits their objectives. Okay. Now, once they've chosen a fasting protocol, which again, remember, some of those fasting protocols, we call it a fast, but they're still eating, right? Even before they decide on which fasting protocol they're going to test, we prepare them physically so that fasting isn't as difficult on them as maybe what you've heard described. Number one, and number two, so that it's much safer. Number three, they're educated along the way so they understand which populations are not suited to be fasting because it doesn't serve you from a health standpoint. So before I go any further, let me again reiterate that in my program, there is no fasting that's done for weight loss. Rather, it is approximately 3 days, just 3 days out of a total of 4 weeks. And those 3 days are designed specifically to create a cellular response. It is not to create weight loss. Allow me now to interrupt my own podcast because you're probably wondering, okay, well, how can I be a part of one of these beta test groups for your new program, Shalene? We do have a long waiting list, but we continue to open it up. Whenever there's an opening, you'll be first to be notified. To get on that list, be sure to go to dietbetatest.com and we'll be sure to keep you in the know. In the meantime, make sure you're subscribed to The Shalene Show. A lot of people listen and they forget that they've never subscribed. So do me a favor right now, in the middle of the show, if I could ask you to just double check and make sure you're still subscribed to The Shalene Show. That's the only way you'll be certain to make sure you get the latest podcast updates. Once someone's fasting, they're in a state of ketosis. It's getting into that state of ketosis that is rather difficult. And that's why you heard in the episode I did with Jimmy Moore, my last episode, that many people have difficulty with lightheadedness and feeling faint and feeling weak and not exercising, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's for the type of individual who's jumping into a fast. That is not something I would recommend. It is not something that is a part of the program and methodology that I've developed with all of these experts. Also, you should know, I'm not the expert. I've consulted with no less than a dozen of the leading experts in the United States and Canada whose role or expertise is in the area of priming the metabolism, gut health, repairing hormone disruption, the treatment of weight loss resistance. These experts, this is what they do. They're the leading experts in the United States and Canada. And this project is a culmination of hundreds of combined hours, years of research, of clinical treatment, and the practice of integrative medicine or cellular research. I mean, these are experts, and I would never profess to be one, but I'm honored to have the opportunity to assemble this team and bring this information to you. I just want to clarify that part of the beta test, this group that I'm working with right now in this first cycle of the diet, they have done some fasting, but we spent over 2 weeks preparing them for that mini fast. And each one of them approached it from a different standpoint. And we were very, very clear of the objective, which again, is not weight loss. Here's a really easy, simplified way for you to consider if fasting is something you would ever want to try. Number one, if you're doing it for weight loss, you shouldn't do it. It won't work. And it's a slippery slope. It's the wrong reason to approach fasting. The only reason, in my opinion, why anyone should look at fasting is for improving gut health, improving their cellular health, reducing disease markers. But if you're doing it for weight loss, that's a problem. It should never be done for weight loss, at least the weight loss that you're expecting to happen while fasting. It's what happens after fasting. It's what's happening on a cellular level. It's what's happening when you're resting your digestive system. And I share this with you because you're going to be hearing more about this in coming episodes. I want to share as much as I can about this program with you as possible. But I also realize after having done the last episode, I need to be perhaps more responsible about the context of it. Because I heard from so many people who were like, Shalene, I heard your last episode and now I'm fasting. And I'm like, oh boy, I've got to be more forthcoming with the information so that you're well informed. My goal was to make this episode as short as possible. So I just want to specifically say this. If you're really, really interested in fasting, great. Do your research. Just know that the folks who are part of my program spent a ton of time researching, understanding, and absorbing lessons, over 50 lessons before they got to the point where they were to develop and design their own fasting protocol. Okay, that's important to know. And it's also really important to know that there are certain populations who should not be fasting. So don't even consider it. For example, if you can see your abs and you're a woman, I mean, like if you can see, like, I've got a nice six pack, fasting is not right for you. Your body fat is already too low. And when you're going into a fasted state, you are relying on fat stores. And if your body fat is so low that we can, I mean, and this is obviously overgeneralization, right? So maybe you're one of those very lucky individuals who you can see your abs even when you're at 20% body fat. Well, in that case, maybe you could do some fasting. You could afford to do some fasting. But for the most part, you want to make sure that you are not underweight. In fact, if you're exactly at ideal weight, fasting's not for you because you just don't have enough reserves. Number two, if your body fat's too low. Number three, if you've ever suffered from an eating disorder in the past or currently. Now, a lot of people did not like the fact that I said if you had one in the past, and we had so many people who were like fighting us on this. They're like, well, what if I'm in recovery? Fine, do it on your own, but don't do it as a part of my program. And that is because a big component to this program that I'm developing, I've developed with Dr. Michaela Sarno, and her expertise is emotional eating, helping people to recover and to move on after an eating disorder. And it is her professional opinion that there are too many triggers, too many potential negative side effects for someone who has recovered from an eating disorder. So why go there? There are other ways to heal your gut. There are other ways to repair yourself on a cellular level other than the risks associated with fasting. Children should not consider fasting. If you are pregnant or nursing, hello, you should not be fasting. You need to take care of the unborn fetus. And for women who are nursing, you've got to produce a certain level of fat in your body for your baby to flourish. You also shouldn't be fasting if you have certain medical conditions, like, for example, if you have any liver or kidney disease, if you are frail or malnourished, anemic, if you are in adrenal fatigue. It is not ideal for you to be doing any kind of fasting. In all cases, you should always consider fasting only under the supervision of your physician. For those of you who are just renegades and you've been listening to this and you still want to know everything you can about fasting, then go ahead and take a look at some of the experts who I will continue to be bringing to you here on The Chalene Show. I've provided countless references and resources and additional ways that you can reach out and get in touch with some of these experts. But just know this. I mean, I know so many of my listeners are female, so maybe I'm talking to the ladies more than I am the guys. It's not something you would want to do for weight loss. And to clarify, when I say fasting, I'm referring to going more than 24 hours without food. Because oftentimes you'll hear people referring to intermittent fasting as fasting. And yeah, I mean, that's fasting too. So let me define it. I'm saying that for you to be fasting for a period more than 24 hours has risks associated. Intermittent fasting, that's a different story. I think that's something a lot more people can try. Again, do your research. I've had several amazing experts on the show, including Dr. Sarah Solomon, Melissa McAllister, Jimmy Moore, Mark Sisson of the Daily Apple, Dr. Bert Herring. And I've got 5 additional experts who you'll be hearing from in the coming months. So thank you for hearing me out. Thank you for allowing me permission to give these last couple of episodes a little more context. And thank you for accepting my apology because I really did not do a good job of that. And I know I have a responsibility to you. I know that your support runs deep and so does your trust. And I can never betray that. Thank you for the support that you have. I know it runs deep and I know that is why I got so many really overly interested comments and questions and inquiries about fasting after I did that last episode. And you know what? I promise moving forward, I will do a much better job of providing safe and adequate context for all of these discussions. And as always, you are the bomb.com. I love you. I mean it.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense, and you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals that they're going to happen, but how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that, you know, has your whole year plus your electricity bill plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs, and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.